Hello you guys, how are you guys doing? I hope you people are doing fine. I'm doing good as well. Wherever you are, I hope this message finds you mentally, physically and spiritually fine. And if not, I'm sending you virtual love and hugs, and I hope you feel better. So guys, welcome to another episode of Join the Ride Podcast. I'm your host Judy. For those who are new here, welcome guys, and thanks so much for tuning in. For those who have been with me from the beginning, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you enjoyed this episode. So, before we continue, I just want to apologize for being MIA on this platform. It wasn't intentional, by the way. I've been so busy with so many things, and it was not so easy. It was so hard on my end to multitask and do many things at once, so I decided to put podcasting on hold for some time as I concentrated on the other thing that I was doing. Yeah, so my apologies for not being consistent, even when I promised that I was going to be consistent enough, I failed. So yeah, I hope you guys forgive me, and thanks so much for tuning in. So I just want to let you guys in on the app that I personally use to record my podcast. I use an app that it's called Anchor is such a good app, by the way, for those who are interested in starting podcasting. You can begin by downloading this app. This app is free, guys. Like, they don't charge you anything for your podcast. It's free, and the good thing about it is that it also distributes your podcast to different platforms, thus creating for you avenue for your listeners. So if you are interested in starting podcasting, this is an app for you. You can download it and start your podcasting journey. I love it so much, and yeah, there's nothing bad I can say about it. It's the best so far for me. So I just wanted to let you know, if you are listening and you've always wondered how you can start your podcasting, you can just start by downloading the app. So yeah, and on today's episode, I just want to talk to you guys about what I've been doing for the last couple of months. And I just thought that why not bring you in and let you know what I've been doing, and maybe tell you the lessons, share with you the lessons that I've learned throughout those months that I've been MIA on this platform. So guys, your girl just started a business. I opened my small business, guys, and yeah, it's been a journey that I wanted to share with you as well. I'm going to share with you the lessons that I've learned and how I did my thing from the beginning, from scratch to where I am right now. This is something that is raw, something that I haven't shared somewhere and come and shared with you people. No, this is something that I personally have done, and I've felt every pinch of it. And yeah, I'm just going to tell you guys straight facts, what I've learned and what I think should be done, or for those who are willing to start their business can do to help them. I hope this helps one of you, and yeah, I hope you enjoy. So guys, what I've learned when opening a business, is that first of all, you need to plan on everything, from what you want your business to be about. Plan on how to forget your logo, plan on how to brand your business, because branding is like a way that our business speaks, or a way that your business introduces itself without you talking about it. So plan on that as well. Plan on where you're going to get your finances. Plan on, like, the first thing is that you need to plan for your business. don't just wake up and be like, I want to start this business and you know, just wake up, create a page, you know, you have your logo there and everything, and you just start. No, it's not, it doesn't work like that way. You need to plan, and it's something that is going to take time. For you to have a fruitful thing, or for you to have a good business, you need to plan. So before I continue, I just want to apologize for the background noise. I'm recording outside the house and there is so much movement, so sorry about that, but I hope you'll hear me clearly. So as I was saying, you need to plan for your business. Plan, and by planning, write things down. Write that I want to have a logo, I have to have a brand name, I want to my labels to look like this, this is where I'm going to get my products, this, like, you need to plan about everything. So when you plan, it helps you know the things that you've done and the things that you haven't done and the things that you are in the process of doing. So planning is number one. Number two, you need to be patient. When you're starting a business, it's not like you've been given a set deadline for your business to launch. It's something that will take time for you to be ready to put it out there. So be patient, don't rush. I remember when I was starting my business, by the way guys, when I was making my logo, it took me weeks without coming up with the best logo for me. And one thing that thinking and stressing over it gave me was migraine. Like, I suffered migraine every single day for like 2 weeks. I usually had migraines, and it's because that I was thinking so much. I was stressed about my business, I was stressed on how to find a perfect logo, I was stressed about so many things. It's like I was in a rush to finish the logo thing. So I was stressed a lot, and it gave me so much migraine. And in the process of stressing, I couldn't even do anything. I wasn't functioning. So you need to relax. Don't overdo it. Don't overthink. Take time, and things will just fall into place. So one thing that I learned is that when I was starting, I didn't know how I was going to go about the logo thing. And I asked someone how I can go about the logo thing, and they told me that, you know, just go to a cyber and pay them and they'll make for you a logo. And then I asked someone again, like, hey, how do I go about the logo thing? It's really stressing me. And they told me that there's an app that is called Canva. And by good luck, I'm a researcher by nature. I was just looking around social media and everything, and then I came across the app Canva. So when a friend told me there's an app called Canva, and I also came across it, then I just knew that this is the app that I was going to use. And I'm glad I came across that app, because it really came in handy for my business. And one thing about Anchor is that you just have to have an idea of what you want to do, because there's like thousands of templates over there. There are thousands of labels, like there are so many samples. But once you have your idea of your business and how you want to brand it and the content you want to put, it's so easy for you to just put it in the template. So that's what I did, and in like 2 days I had my perfect logo. So yeah, I think that things that no one tell you, like when you want to start, you just go to a cyber and they'll help you with your logo, and you have to pay them to do that. But when you try to research or ask people, then you can just come across apps that can help you create your logo, and you'll end up having a logo, maybe a better one than the one that you are going to be made for at the cyber, for free without paying any money. So things like that, when you rush, you don't even think of things like that. So that's why I'm saying that be patient, take your time, and when you take your time, you'll realize that you can do things the easy way than spending money on them, if you know what I mean, if you get what I mean. Sorry. You can do things simply the way I did my logo and labels. I did them for free, and if I was in a rush to start my business, I would end up paying for those services to be done. I'm not saying don't pay, but when you feel like you have the money to spend on such, then you can go ahead and pay for a specialized personnel to help in that sector. But when you don't have the money, or you feel like, you know, you can do it on your own, then why not just do it? But when you have the, I'm not saying that don't do it, but when you feel like you're capable of doing it on your own, just do it. Don't spend money on it. Another thing is create your social media page. You know, one thing that this COVID-19 pandemic has taught us is that so many things, people can work from home, and so many things can be done online. So having a social media page will really help you a great deal, because you'll be putting your post out there, yourselves out there, and, you know, people order them online and you just deliver to them without so many interactions with them, one-on-one interactions with them. So have your social media platform, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, or, you know, having a website and all that. You do what works for you, but have your social media page that your customers can easily track you. And one thing about social media is that people can easily find you. Let's say I was going to look for something about health and beauty. I can research this, and then with the usage of hashtag, you can find that I can end up meeting your page when I didn't even know it existed. So that's the power of social media. Once you have a page, it's so easy for people to track you. And when you have your social media page, that's one thing that I've learned again, is that make sure you use hashtag. The power of hashtag, it really helps a great deal. So for those who are on Instagram, you know what I'm talking about when I mean hashtag. So the power of hashtag, it really helps a lot. Another thing is that know why you want to start your business. Have a reason why you want to start your business. And once you have that reason, it's so easy to go about it. You know, one thing that I've realized, that in social media, you find that people are... Social media is a scam, by the way. As much as it's good, it's just a scam. Someone can tell you that I quit my, you know, 8-to-5 job to start my business, and look at me now, I'm a billionaire. I have like 9 figures on my account and all that, and they're driving and they're just living that, you know, boss babe's life. That's a scam, by the way, guys. Business, it's not easy. One thing that I've learned is that in your even first couple of months of doing business or years, the business is not going to pay you that much amount of money. You have to hustle hard. You have to sacrifice for your business. And you're not just going to pop into that car or that, you know, that lavish life after like a month of doing business. So for those, this for those who are having a 9-to-5 job, 8-to-5 job, don't be in a rush to quit so that you can start your business. If you're lucky to do them both, then do it perfectly. You find that maybe an 8-to-5 job, it's a staircase that will help you launch that big business of yours. When you're in a rush to quit it, then you'll find that you'll lack the finances to help you with this new business that you're starting. So if you have an 8-to-5 job and you want to start your business, just do it. And then with time, you can quit your job. Don't be in a rush to quit your job to start your business. It's not easy. One thing that I've learned is that business can, it's not going to pay you instantly, and it's not going to pay you that good money instantly. It's something that will take time before you start paying you good amount of money. So yeah, that's another thing that I've learned. Another thing that I've learned is that have your sales tracker. Sales tracker I created mine on Excel personally, by the way. I created mine, and mine has you know, my sales, it has my expenses, and it has the amount of money that is remaining in the account. And then it also has the debt that maybe I'm owing someone or someone owes me and all that. Like, everything about the business is under the sales tracker. So sales tracker will just basically help you know, track your sales. When you note them down, you'll know where you're doing, you are slugging, and you'll know that where you are doing good. So sales tracker comes in handy. You can't just say that, you know, I'll just know my sales offered. No, when you're doing business, there's so much going on. So you find that having a sales tracker, it will help you in knowing how and running your business. Any money that you use for your business, note it down under expenses. It will help you when you're calculating your sales at the end of the month. So far, those are the major things that I thought I'd share with you guys. And yeah, as we continue to grow, I'll be sharing with you my lessons during the business, during my, you know, my lessons in my business that I've learned. And yeah, I hope we can grow together. So guys, I hope you learned one or two things from me. If you love it, you can share with me, let me know what you thought. And yeah, tell me, you can also share with me how, if you started your business, how you started doing it and how it's going. All we want at the end of the day is to support one another. When you do good, I do good, you can promote one another. So when my business is ready to, you know, when my business is ready to be officially launched, right now I'm doing sales, but I'm still doing sales on the ground. I'm not really caught up on my social media pages, even though I have my social media pages, but I've not really started posting my products there. But I'm still doing sales on the ground. So when it's ready, I'll share with you guys my social media platform so that you guys can follow me, share my posts, like, and maybe buy one or two things that you will like from my page. So yeah guys, that's basically it, the lessons that I've learned, my experiences, and the things that I've been doing for the last couple of months. I'm so excited, and I was so nervous by the way on recording this podcast, because this is something that you tell someone, this is like a lesson that you share with someone, and maybe someone is going to pick one or two things to do from there. So I was a bit nervous, but I'm so glad that I finally did it and I finally recorded this. And yeah, it's out there for you guys to listen to. So thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And yeah, I really enjoyed recording it as well. So thank you so much guys for tuning in. And yeah, till next time. Bye.